What we want to announce is overall, we're announcing this week about $100 million that we're going to invest on the next budget in workforce development. And one key element of that ties in not only to healthcare, but healthcare particularly servicing people in some of our rural parts of the state of Wisconsin, why that's so critically important to ensure access to healthcare, quality healthcare throughout the state of Wisconsin. It's interesting because, as was just mentioned in your introduction, last budget we put just over $1.2 billion into Medicaid. As you all remember, that was, I know a couple lawmakers here, Warren Petrick, Kathy Bernier, remember from the last budget, that was a challenging time for us because we had about a $3.6 billion budget deficit 2 years ago, and yet we put more than $1.2 billion into Medicaid because we knew that that was an important asset even in those tough times. Now, because of some of the other decisions we made, thankfully 2 years later, instead of facing that budget deficit we did in 2011, we now have a budget where we've this year have a surplus and we have revenue projections over the next 2 years that continue to grow. And so that allows us to invest in our priorities. And as I mentioned here in the Chippewa Valley and in other stops around the state in November and December and last month, we laid out our five priorities that we were going to focus our budget on and work with the legislature on focusing in on in the next two-year legislative session. They were real simple. Create jobs, develop the workforce, transform education, reform government, and invest in our infrastructure. And in those five areas, really what I'm talking about today, tease off of the second one, which is developing the workforce, but it really fits in all five. Because we put the money in and we'll continue to build off of that with the investments we put in Medicaid in this budget to help our healthcare systems. But to be able to do that effectively and to be able to do that in all parts of the state, we've got to have enough people with the talents and skills needed to fill those positions, particularly with our announcements today when it comes to physicians. Now, we talk about workforce development. A lot of times people think about manufacturing, and in our package of nearly $100 million, we do things that target workforce development grants and target our technical colleges. We do things that affect other areas in terms of information technology and even accounting and finance and things of that nature that we do with the University of Wisconsin system with our partners. Campuses here. I know when I think about Momentum West, you've got UW-Eau Claire, you've got Stout, you've got River Falls as a prime example of northwestern Wisconsin, but all across the state. But then you also have, when it comes particularly to healthcare, you have not only K through 12, two-year and four-year education, but certainly in terms of a graduate system, making sure that we've got the kind of training we need to put the kind of physicians we need, particularly in rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. So today what we're announcing is part of our overall package of workforce development. It also ties in very much, as you mentioned, with an employer base to creating jobs. It ties into transforming education because of the new and advanced ways we're providing higher education. Certainly is reform in government in terms of pushing collaborations and leveraging dollars that the taxpayers provide to meet the needs of our communities. And it certainly fits in with our investments in infrastructure because besides transportation and things like power and the water supplies, we know that particularly when it comes to healthcare is not just something that's important in and of itself. Healthcare, quality healthcare, access to quality healthcare is incredibly important as an infrastructure issue in terms of retaining and attracting businesses and employers to the state of Wisconsin. When employers look here, they look at a number of things, and that they look to grow here. They look at things like what the overall business climate is, but they certainly look at key variables like, do I have access to cost-effective, reliable sources of power? Can I get my product to and from market? And will my employees have access to quality health care? That's a key element. And so today what we're doing certainly builds and enhances off of that. We're making an investment overall in this budget in a number of key areas. The first two go hand in hand. We have an established program at the University of Wisconsin Medical School called WARM, the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine. We're making an investment in that as well as another similar program called TRIUMPH, which provides training in urban healthcare and public health. But in particular in that program, we'll be making an additional investment in an established program that allows us to expand the number of medical school students that are part of that. On top of that, In addition to the University of Wisconsin Medical School, we're going to be partnering with the Medical College of Wisconsin, which currently is based in Wauwatosa, but is looking to establish two campuses, one in northern and one in northeastern Wisconsin, where they will provide, will help them in terms of infrastructure to build those campuses. Those two programs combined will help us provide an additional 60 trained medical students, will lead to 60 physicians per year, just out of those additional programs targeted, specifically targeted towards rural medicine. And so that's on top of what the Medical College of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin Medical School are doing to add additional physicians. So that, I think, is tremendously important, because when I think of all the different providers who are here, not just here in Eau Claire, but all throughout northwestern and northern Wisconsin, so many of you help us treat and provide for patients in very rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. Having access to health care is tremendously dependent on making sure that we've got well-trained, well-prepared physicians and other medical staff that are here in the state of Wisconsin and that stay here, which leads to the other elements of our plan targeted towards rural medicine. It's not enough just to provide for these programs, to train physicians through these programs in literally out in our rural areas. But on top of that, we want to help our hospitals throughout the state. And so we're putting additional funding for a consortium in terms of graduate medical education. The idea being is we'll provide, at least in this initial funding source, for three different consortiums around the state of up to five different hospitals aligned with each of them. We know that to have a medical residency program, you have to have be nationally accredited. We know that for a lot of our hospitals takes not a lot of time, but a lot of resources. And so we want to provide through this funding source a way for hospitals to collaborate, it's with your word right there, collaboration, around the state and tie into that so that we can ensure that we've got good, effective medical residency programs all across the state of Wisconsin. The other part to help and assist in the funding for that, because we know to provide for a medical residency program, there's a significant cost in that as well. We're going to provide a specific pot of money for a grant program in that regard to help match the cost and to target it towards areas of primary care needs that we have, particularly in our rural parts of the state of Wisconsin, and things like family practice, pediatrics, psychiatrists, internal medicine, general surgery. Those are areas of tremendous need, and so we want to help target and put some funding behind helping hospitals provide in those particular areas of primary care need here and across the state of Wisconsin. In addition, there's some funding as well to help us expand the number of dentists we provide in the state, knowing that dental care is a key element, as well as some information or some funding for additional access to databases for healthcare information in the state of Wisconsin. But really, the primary focus is on adding additional medical students through the University of Wisconsin Medical School and the Medical College of Wisconsin to have them trained in rural parts of the state of Wisconsin, and then to help our partners, our healthcare providers, obtain access to those graduate students in medicine to plug them into residency programs here in the state of Wisconsin. Because our belief is if we train them here and then we plug them into residency programs here, they're going to stay here. That they'll see the quality of life I was mentioning as we came in. It's much like our marketing efforts in tourism to bring people over from the Twin Cities or up from Chicago. Once we get people here, they're hooked. They see the value of the communities that we provide here in the state of Wisconsin. But it's getting over that initial hurdle, particularly in key areas across the state of Wisconsin. And so we think that is vitally important, not just to healthcare and access to healthcare, but to a vibrant, growing economy in the state of Wisconsin. And so that's what we're announcing here today.